The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading the news.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and this morning we have a very, very diverse show to share with our listeners. Lots of interesting information and covering a lot of unique ground. And joining me this morning, Mr. Al Foreman of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And then our very special guest is on the line, Jeffrey Schraber, and he will be talking to us about Sylvia's famous restaurant in New York City, as well as a whole line of unique soaps, Dr. Wood soaps. So, good morning, Al. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning.
Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Jeff. If you can tell
nice
everything going
here.
On from New York, I know that the show today will be most interesting, Janet, because in the over 20 plus years that we've done radio, I don't ever recall doing a show on soap. So it should be very interesting to bring to our listeners' attention the benefits of one specific.
That is, it's never too late.
Dr. Woods. I'm speaking to you from the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center here in Margate, Florida, at 3105 North State Road 7. And if you haven't heard, Monday, December 5th, is the opening date for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And the first 50 people that come in through the door will receive a free $10 gift certificate that can be used either that day, next week, next month, or any time in the future, or you can give it to a friend or relative. But it's yours to keep and do with as you wish. We are featuring, as we have said before on every show, the concept and the policy and belief of EDLP, which is everyday low prices. So when you come into the store Monday or any day next week, if you bring along your smartphone, your iPhone, your iPad, or any other computer instrument where you can check prices, or if you have receipts on past purchases you've made at brick-and-mortar stores, bring those in and compare those prices against the everyday low prices that you're going to receive at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center here in Margate. Janet, I know, is speaking to us today from Greenlands, which is up in Delray, and she will continue to broadcast on Fridays from Greenlands for those people that live up in that area that would like to speak to Janet. She's available to do so at Greenlands from 11 o'clock after the show ends until 2 o'clock. So keep that in mind if you live up in that area. Otherwise, she's here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Store Monday through Saturday on a limited basis, but you feel free to call the store and find out when she will be here. But she will be here 6 days a week helping consumers determine what is best to help fill their needs to help improve their health. The store number to call for any questions is area code 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And I have to thank the great crew we have here, headed up by Anita, Kyle, Adam, Scott, Randy, Tom, Gail, and Sally, for the great job they've done in helping put this store together, because right now it is looking like a store, fully stocked shelves with a great variety of products from all the nationally known manufacturers that you've probably ever heard of. And we will be missing some of the companies because they haven't quite come through on their opening orders yet, but they will be in the next 4 to 6 weeks or 8 weeks. There are some products that we're going to be giving patrons who come into the store next week the ability to name their own price. We have a section of products that includes probably several hundred different products that have either been given to us by companies who would like to feature their products here, or companies that have had those products with the products we had on the shelf, but we are not carrying them. So you're able to take those products up to the front, see either Anita, Kyle, or Adam, and name your price. And, of course, it's up to them. If they seem reasonable, they're going to accept it, and that's what you're going to pay. So just keep that in mind when you browse through the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center here in Margate, starting on Monday, December 5th. And, Janet, with that said, I am going to say goodbye because we have a lot of catching up to do to make sure everything is all set for Monday the 5th, including the work that's going to be done in your office featuring the professional lines that people are well known to buy because you have given your sanction to say that they are fine to take based upon certain health conditions that they have seen you for. So, again, those items will be available at Janet's office here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Have a great day. Have a great show. We're going to be listening here with Jeff Schraber and talking about the Dr. Woods line of fine soap products. So I will say goodbye to both of you, and we'll be listening here at the store. Bye-bye.
Okay, Al, thanks so much for filling us in on all of those important details about the opening of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And as you mentioned, I am here in Delray Beach at the Greenland store, and from 11 to 2, I will be meeting with people and going over their health concerns and giving them some focus with regard to choosing supplements, possible changes in their diets, and so on. And then, later on in the afternoon, I will be down at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. But right now, I'm so very excited because I have a wonderful guest and some really interesting topics to discuss. So I'm talking about Jeffrey Schraber. And I have to say, Jeffrey, looking at your background, looking at your career history, it was very exciting, very diverse, and I think, like, inspiring to people that possibly if they are in a career path that isn't totally satisfying for them, they can move around. They can try things because you certainly are an example of that. So you began your career in law enforcement. Tell our listeners what you were doing in law enforcement and how you made some changes.
Well, it was really a pleasure to be here, Janet. I was disconnected around the time that Al mentioned this is the first time he thinks we've ever talked about soap on the show. And I'll bet it's the first time we're going to ever talk about fried chicken, too. But I encourage the listeners to hang in there because this is going to be very interesting. In terms of my law enforcement background, this was back in the 70s, and I think I was one of those kids who just needed to please my dad. We were watching the FBI story with Jimmy Stewart, and my father was so impressed with his Chip Hardesty character and the FBI and voice that. And I said, right there, Dad, I'm going to be an FBI agent. And any kind of career counseling or anything would have probably directed me towards another line of work. But I did stick with that. And I went to American University, and I was in their criminal justice program. And I was in the Bureau from 1972 to 1977, very, very turbulent times. But with a decent foundation educationally and some goals, I was able to see that that really was not my fit. And I went into community-based rehabilitation of the juvenile offender, seeing that really a deviant and criminal behavior, it doesn't just start when you're, 22 years old on a Monday and you're okay, and then Tuesday you're doing criminal acts. It starts way, way before. It starts in the nurturing, the crib, the adolescent, and the even the infant stage. And if we could intervene at those levels, we could really do something. And I spent the 5 years after the Bureau, I spent 5 years in that community-based rehabilitation, coming up with programs like the Runaway Hotline, the working relationship with Trailways Bus Station. If a runaway at any place, any time in the country wanted to go home, all they had to do was call a Trailways bus, and they got a ticket home. And a number of programs that really dealt with the family issues that caused really bad behavior on the part of the youngster.
That's such incredible information. It just so happens that over Thanksgiving, I met with an individual who had attempted to begin some community rehabilitation programs in Jacksonville, Florida, and he didn't necessarily have any background in social work or law enforcement or anything like that, but he had the funds to carry through with potential programs. And unfortunately, he met with a great deal of resistance in the community and was unsuccessful after attempting this to establish these programs over 5 years. And it was so disheartening to hear what he had to say. And I'm so much in agreement with you. And from my perspective, here's my view, that with proper nutrition, you can so much support a balanced personality profile. You can so much support brain chemistry that is able to take in education information, certainly understand how to reason things out, certainly understand how to control certain difficult impulses, anger and rage and revenge and that kind of thing. And my viewpoint is so much could be done in neighborhoods across the country if we could simply begin supporting high-quality nutrition in the crib, as you mentioned, in the crib, because that's when the brains are developing. That's when the personality characteristics are coming into play, with needs being met and that kind of support. Certainly, this community rehabilitation is dramatically important. And what we're going to do is take a short break right now, but when we come back, talk about the next step in your career, and then kind of move on to fried chicken and Sylvia's Famous Restaurant in New York City. And to our listeners, stay tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. My very special guest today, Jeffrey Schraber, and he is the National Marketing Spokesperson for Dr. Wood's Soaps. And you think, how are we going to talk about soap? There's so much to say. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@savealotnutritioncenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. My special guest today, Jeffrey Schraber, and we finished up talking about your work in community rehabilitation. What happened next, Jeffrey?
Well, I just want to refer to one thing, Janet. You are so on target. I wish to see a study of criminal and deviant behavior, dysfunctional family issues from the start of McDonald's. I don't mean to point out McDonald's necessarily, but let's talk about just the ilk of fast food. When fast food really became mainstream and became the rule rather than the exception. It comes down to we are what we eat, and that affects our mind, our body, and our spirit. And that is so on target, bringing criminal and juvenile delinquent activity into the realm of general nutrition, family value, and the standard of nutrition that every family sets, eating, nutrition, regular exercise, right on target. So with that, I guess we're segueing into fried chicken, huh? Are we going into Sylvia's? For many years, I was in the food business and developed a company that would go into popular restaurants, and we all know those wonderful restaurants that, oh, my God, they've just got, this is so good, nobody comes close to it. Well, what our organization did was walked into those restaurants and talked to them about taking what made them best, and let's bring it into the retail market. Let's get it on the store shelf, whether it's a sauce, dressing, condiment. And in 1994, I walked into a restaurant called Sylvia's on 126 and Lenox Avenue in New York. And my life was totally changed from 1993 until present. That's where I laid anchor because I saw an incredible energy, a spirit, a vibrance that I have never seen in any food service operation I have ever been in. It's the Sylvia's restaurant in Harlem, New York. Google it, check it out on Facebook. If you're in New York, I don't have to say anymore. You know Sylvia's. Sylvia's is an institution in New York. And the cuisine is probably the finest fried chicken on the planet, ribs, black-eyed peas, collard greens, red velvet cake, peach cobbler. It's traditional soul food, but even at Sylvia's, Janet, there is the sense of doing it wonderfully tasting, don't affect the flavor, but how can we still have that flavor and make it a little health conscious? Sylvia's was the first restaurant in New York to use canola oil in frying. Trying to get more health aspect when it came to some of the cuisine that they serve.
Great story. You're talking about the spirit and the energy, and when you have high quality food, there is that energetic component to it, supporting an energy and creating an atmosphere that is unmistakable. I have to say that probably after the show, I'm going to give you a call and we're going to have a little bit of a discussion about canola oil.
I hear what you say. Yes. Well, in my life, and we're going to go to, Dr. Wood Soaps, which is, you know, really why I'm here. The Dr. Wood Soap, Dr. Woods is from the Woods family. The Woods family from Sylvia's restaurant is the majority owner of Dr. Wood Soap. So my life is one foot in health, natural wellness, and the other foot smack in the middle of probably the finest fried chicken in the country. It's a very diverse kind of awareness. But, you know, when I, even in my own eating routine, my own health and wellness routine, probably twice a year, I will go to Katz's Deli, which many people know also, and you could pile that pastrami on as long as you're given. Right, Katz's Deli. But, you know, only two times a year. A few times a year I will partake in Sylvia's. But when I want to eat recreationally, I want it good. But the mainstay, the main routine is far from that.
Well, okay, so here we have Sylvia Woods, and I believe it is Sylvia's son, Van Woods, who was instrumental in beginning Dr. Woods Soaps. Tell us about that.
Van Woods is the family's visionary. Sylvia's is an empire already. They own a whole block in New York City, and Van was kind of the inspirational force that kept bringing them forward. Van can't cook an egg, you know, get him out of the kitchen. But when it comes to seeing the future and a niche and growing his family's business, he was just a master. Now, one thing Sylvia's is an African-American-owned business, certified minority-owned, African-American-owned, family-owned, always was, is now, and probably always will be. In the African American community, there's a beauty. It's the beauty supply industry, and probably 80% plus of the customers of the beauty supply stores are African American. And Van noticed that fewer than 3% of the owners were African American, and less than 7% of the product lines featured in beauty stores are African-American owned. So Van wanted to get a product line into that niche of market, into that channel that would be African-American owned, and came up with a line of African-American centric products under the label of African Vision. Unfortunately, you were mentioning, Janet's a worthwhile effort that was thwarted before in social services. Unfortunately, due to the competitive nature in that business, it did not succeed. When you're dealing with competitors such as L'Oreal, Avon, Olay, Procter & Gamble, who own now all of these products, there's a lot of resistance, and it's tough to get a product line into that niche. But the wonderful thing out of that whole exercise was the birth of Dr. Woods Castile Soap, the first legitimate competitor to Dr. Bronner in probably 65 years. The value added that we brought to Dr. Woods was adding shea butter. Castile soap, for whatever reason, can be very drying to the skin. That's the number one complaint of people that use Castile soap, for whatever reason, especially as we age. But with shea butter, The shea butter expresses itself to the skin as a moisturizer. The shea butter expresses itself to the hair in shampooing as a conditioner. So that was our value added, somewhere a way that we could distinguish ourselves from Dr. Bronner. So to the retailer that said, look, I've got Dr. Bronner, I don't need another Castile soap, we're saying, you know, what would the Italian sauce section be if it was just ragu? And we got some nice breaks. And at this time, this was 12 years ago that Dr. Woods was launched. At this time, Dr. Woods is one of the premier brands of Castile and black soap in the country today, and probably the most affordable premium brand today.
Very awesome introduction into the vagaries associated with beginning a business. So here we have the entrepreneurship of opening a restaurant and superior success and moving those recipes into the retail marketplace, and then attempting to or identifying a niche market that really wasn't being addressed very correctly, very well, and finding the problems associated with getting that entrepreneurial venture under control. Now, here, this is so interesting to me. So at the introductory time period, you are bringing to the marketplace something to go up against in the health food area, a tried and true, totally very well established, universally recognized Dr. Bronner's. That's amazing. Okay, but your Van Woods being a visionary, he is making a little bit of a change. So with the Castile soap, which has been established as a very good choice for cleanliness, and what I'm talking about is cleanliness of the product, you've added shea butter. So you've overcome a difficulty that typically is associated with using Castile soap. Now, just before our next break, I'm going to bring up something that I think is crucially important in today's retail area. This soap is made in the United States. Tell us about the decision to absolutely keep manufacturing in the United States.
We have a loyal production staff. We started our productions on Intervale Avenue. Many listeners from the New York area will know exactly where Intervale Avenue is in the South Bronx, about 5 minutes from Yankee Stadium. A small manufacturing plant, again, African-American owned, which is rare in this market now. And our business increased so that this year we moved to a brand new facility in Mount Vernon, New York, in Mount Vernon. And in order to keep the same staff, we have a car service that brought the folks from Intervale Avenue to the train, leave them off at the train, they go to Mount Vernon, and then when they come back, the car service picks them up. Those are the kind of things that family-owned small businesses with intimate relationships with their employees and staff can kind of do, and just differentiates us from the big companies, that it's their way or the highway, and there's not that same attentiveness to the staff. And we're very proud of that.
Wonderful perspective with regard to supporting community and supporting loyalty. We need to take a short break right now. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. My special guest today, Jeffrey Schraber, and we're talking about Dr. Woods soap. And after this message, lots more of information about soap that you probably didn't know. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Hi, this is Janet Cimarelli, and I want to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, Florida, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in, say hello, get the latest news on EDLP, and the great things you will soon find at Save a Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
And welcome back to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm speaking with Jeffrey Schraber of Dr. Wood Soaps. But before we get back to our discussion, yesterday there was a caller who wanted to know off the air about vitamin D supplementation that was 10,000 IUs of vitamin D taken on a daily basis too much, or should she use 5,000 IUs? And here's the best answer is you would base your dosing on your blood test, and your goal for a vitamin D level in your blood test would be 70 to 80. And if you are under 40, I would tell you to be taking 10,000 IUs. If you are over 40 with your blood test number, then I believe that 5,000 should be sufficient to keep you in that or move you to that 70 to 80 range. So based on your blood test, if you are under 40, 10,000 IUs a day would be my recommendation. Okay, getting back to our discussion today, such an interesting aspect of taking on that tried and true behemoth, really, in the health food stores of Castile Soap and Dr. Bronner's. But Van the Visionary, he put in shea butter and took care of a problem typically associated with Castile Soap. And then Made in the USA kind of just maintaining that community connection that is part of success so many times with small business startups. Now, one of the things that is also important when people are looking at Dr. Wood Soaps, these soaps are cruelty-free. Tell us a little bit about that decision.
There's absolutely no animal testing of any kind. These and I think on a Soap 101, I'm remembering back to Al Foreman saying this is the first show that's really addressed soap, and so appreciative for you having us on the show to be able to tell your listeners a little bit about this. But it's really important also to understand what Castile is. Castile soap isn't an actually type of soap. Castile soap is indigenous to the Castile region of Spain, huge olive oil area. And when the olive oil was not so good, the soap was very good. What Castile soap is basically vegetable-based soap. And there's no animal fats. It's a vegetable-based product. When I'm at shows, if there's a retailer that comes by, retailers that has more than 20 locations, I will drink the soap right there in front of them. Open up the bottle, and I'll drink the soap. And it's terrible. I do not recommend that anybody does. Of all the Dr. Woods that's most palatable, it's probably the peppermint that is most palatable. But what I'm trying to show the retailer, the customer, is that it won't hurt me. I mean, you can't even imagine doing that something like Ivory or a Procter & Gamble or a Dial or a Dove product. You know where you'd wind up if you drank an ounce of that all day. That doesn't happen with Castile soap. Castile soap is made, ours is made from olive oil, hemp oil, and coconut oil. And then what we do is blend in shea butter. Now, we do make everything in the U.S., but, Janet, we shop the world for the finest ingredients. Our peppermint is Indian peppermint. Our lavender is Bulgarian lavender. You can't get better tea tree than from Australia. And the shea butter we use is from Ghana. The best growing regions in the world for shea butter is Western Africa, Ghana, Burkina Faso, Senegal. We bring in a great deal of shea butter, which is of great economic incentive to those areas. Now, those shea butter areas are controlled by women's co-ops. And it's all the good news. Through the women's co-ops, money and profits go to infrastructure, health care, education. And those women's co-ops are so solid in terms of controlling the shea butter. So it's a win-win for everybody. And what it represents for the customer is that it's as important what you put on your body as what goes in your body. Because, Janet, what you put on your body winds up going in your body anyway. And, you know, it's about protecting the cell membranes. It's about all of those chemicals. The things we have to watch out for in commercial mass market soap are parabens, lauryl sulfate, formaldehyde, and you can just take a mass market soap bottle and just read those ingredients, and probably a third of them you may be able to pronounce. You read our ingredients on a natural soap, and it's like a food recipe. You know what everything is.
That is such an important aspect for people to understand, that it's all veggie-based, that the quality ingredients, you literally scour the world to get those quality ingredients. And just going back to the cruelty-free aspect, yes, you're being extremely kind to the skin of those individuals using Dr. Wood's soaps, but I think it's becoming more and more important for people to know and feel confident that the products that they are using, no animal has suffered in order to bring that product to the marketplace. Just recently in the national election, there were items on the ballots and having to do with confined animal feeding operations, and voters are very much against those cruel animal operations that have been common for a very, very long time. And certainly in the cosmetics and soap shampoo industry, the animal testing is heartbreaking. And to be able to say that your products are cruelty-free, excellent information, and very reassuring to buyers of Dr. Wood's soaps. Okay. Environmentally friendly, very important to understand that, yes, indeed, you're being kind to your skin, but in the manufacturing process, it's important to maintain consciousness about the side effects, so to speak, of manufacturing. Talk a little bit about how Dr. Wood Soaps is very mindful of supporting the environment.
Those considerations are very important. And I think if anybody saw the kind of animal testing that does go on within the cosmetic and mass market beauty industry, anybody would turn their back and say, I'm not going to do this. Well, you know, it's like ignorance is bliss. Sometimes we don't know. When you see the emblems on our soaps or natural soaps that relate to sustainability, it's an emblem on the label that relates to sustainability, environmentally friendly, and the little bunny label, the little bunny tag says, you know, we don't use animals for testing. It's animal cruelty free. The environmental, where Dr. Bronner, you know, our competitor, really came into mainstream was during the 1960s. And it was during the hippie generation, and people would typically bathe in fresh lakes, but they didn't want to pollute the lakes. So they're not going to take ivory. So they found Dr. Bronner's magic soap, and it was environmentally friendly. People say, oh, are you knocking off Dr. Bronner? That's like saying, is Prego knocking off Ragu? You know, we bring a different dimension to the line. But this channel of health and beauty has got a great deal of integrity. And if there is anything we knocked off about Dr. Bronner, it's their sense of label integrity, transparency, those kind of things. And that's typical in the natural world. whether it's vitamins, supplements, protein powders, health and beauty. And one thing that Dr. Bronner does not have, that Dr. Woods is the leading seller of, is black soap. Black soap is a wonderful product. It's made from African plantain. Again, in the same spirit, women's co-ops from Western Africa. It's boiled, roasted plantain. And it's wonderful to the skin because, well, Dr. Oz did an expose on black soap, and he equated it to anti-aging because black soap very gently exfoliates. It exfoliates, and you don't even know it exfoliates. And when exfoliating happens, new cells are being regenerated, old skin is being taken away, and it gives you that glowing, wonderful look. So that's something that Dr. Woods has that Dr. Bronner doesn't, and we are the leading selling black soap nationally. It's a wonderful product. We give the Dr. Woods guarantee. You know, when we do event marketing and we talk about Dr. Woods, we talk about people changing their lifestyle, about people reading labels, and we guarantee them that when they try Dr. Woods, we'd love them to try Dr. Woods, but we'll even say you try a natural health and beauty product. We guarantee, try it for a month, you will never go back to a commercial health and beauty product. You'll never go back to a Dial, a Dove, a Procter & Gamble, because a natural product has a totally different feel and a feel, texture, and an impact on the skin than the mass market does. Mass market is all about rich lather. Well, the chemicals that it takes to make that rich lather are, you know, is ridiculous to the skin and not really helpful. Mass market and Madison Avenue have convinced us that the soap scum and the bathtub ring in our bathtub is a result of those soaps taking off all that dirt, and that bathtub ring is our dirt. That is so not true. That bathtub ring and soap scum is the soap and the chemicals and the artificial things that make that lather. If you use a Castile soap, use Dr. Woods, one of the first things people notice is that, oh, my God, my bathroom's so clean. My bathtub's never been so clean. And that's because it's a natural product that just goes down the drain with everything else.
Goes down the drain and is not disturbing the environment, not doing any sort of pollution to our environment. And with regard to our internal environment, certainly the parabens have been found to be associated with or found in breast tumors that have been identified through microscopic examination. Parabens are found in malignant breast tumors. The formaldehyde
yes.
is very much associated with a negative neurological impact. And then the sodium lauryl sulfate, I know that it is the sudsing agent in shampoos that so many people are looking for those suds. And in truth, that is a contributing factor to hair loss. It's time for us to take
yes.
a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And when we come back, more information from my very special guest, Jeffrey Schraber, speaking about Dr. Woods products. We'll be right back.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries. But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, Everyday Low Prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655.
754-307-1655.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm speaking with Jeffrey Schraber about Dr. Wood's soaps. And I just want to let everyone know that we just spoke about the black soap from Dr. Wood's, and I'm looking at a package of Dr. Wood's Raw Black Exfoliating Body Bar. It is rejuvenating, and I have to say that one of the uses that I found so effective using the Dr. Wood's Raw Black Soap is people dealing with outbreaks on their face. Very, very helpful for dealing with acne. Now, you were mentioning the black soap, and there are many other essential oil additives that you are putting, all natural, of course, into the Dr. Wood's line. I'm also looking at the lavender soap, the lavender being very relaxing, but is it also an exfoliating soap?
It's not as exfoliating. The Castile soap, Janet, is not as exfoliating as the black soap. The Castile soap is invigorating. It's cleansing. The lavender, we use Bulgarian lavender. It's like an aromatherapy experience. And Janet, and to you and to the listeners, I don't want to sound like an infomercial here in terms of, this whole thing being around Dr. Wood's. I think what we're really addressing is natural health and beauty. There's a natural way to do it. You said something so profound that I did not pick up on before, but that's a real heads up, Janet, was that sodium lauryl sulfate is attached to hair loss. Guys, you hear that? that alone, a great smile will open up doors, but good hair will blow them right off the hinges. when you start messing with hair, watch out. And I thank you for that, Janet. This is really about, Al said this is the first expo, the first time we've addressed soap on this radio show. And it's so important because it's so important to understand what goes on you is going to go in you. And all those health-related forbidding kinds of things we don't want to eat and we've stopped eating, well, those kinds of things are also in health and beauty. So you really have to be label conscious there. But the Castile soap is just a wonderful cleansing product. It can be used on countertops. It can be used in laundry. There's a lot of sensitivity that people have towards traditional laundry detergent. And Castile soap is a great, great cleansing. All it takes for an average load of laundry is about an ounce to an ounce and a half of soap. You don't really need a lot of soap to do the job. And I did want to comment also that, whether you're talking about vitamin supplements, protein powders, or natural health and beauty, yes, we are seeing these products go into mainstream. But I cannot emphasize to the listeners enough how crucial it is if they are looking at a health and wellness lifestyle, the natural health store in their area, Save-A-Lot, prime example, Al's Legacy of Toonies, prime example. These are people that can guide us through the maze of information and misinformation, and these are stores that have the best of the best. Because you see a vitamin end cap at Walmart, and it happens to have the label that you heard is good for you, does not mean that that product is going to do you any good. The integrity of the product and the brand is so important, and that's where your natural store and your health professionals and people like Janet, like you, Janet, are there to actually bring people through that maze of information and misinformation and guide them properly and not just take products because they hear it on the radio or see it on TV or an ad that does absolutely no good for them and that could actually hurt them in some way. So God bless the work that you're doing, that Al's doing. I'll tell you, Al Foreman is a legend. Janet, we're in New York. Everybody in the health business has heard of Al Foreman. I would put Al Foreman in the category of Jack LaLanne, Paul Bragg, Conrad Hilton, Mike Bloomberg, maybe, who's a real health enthusiast also. But in that realm of bringing awareness of health and wellness to the general public and standing up and bringing out these issues clear and center, I really commend you all for that effort and urge listeners to be aware of the Save a Lot difference versus your mass market. There is a huge difference.
An absolutely huge difference, and it is the same with Dr. Woods. From every different angle that you look at this entrepreneurial wonder, Dr. Woods Soaps, you find that attention to detail and doing the right thing is very, very much part of the business. Now, you talked about searching the world for the high quality ingredients and dealing with women's co-ops and so on. Fair trade is an important aspect for people to understand with regard to ingredients. Do you want to speak just a moment about that?
Fair trade is making sure we're on somewhat of an even playing field. It's a certifying organization. When you're certified fair trade, it means that the employees, the people, the folks in different countries that we rely on so much for our ingredients are being paid and treated in a fair way. And it is very relevant, and the consumer is very up on fair trade. And all of our shea butter, black soap, is fair trade regulated. It takes, Janet, it takes us, in the natural business, it takes much longer to develop a product in the natural business. On average, at Dr. Woods, it takes us over a year to develop a new item because there's so much. It's not chemicals. We have no connection to chemicals that can do really neat things like keep the soap from solidifying in the winter when it's 17 degrees out. How do you keep the soap liquid? We can't use chemicals to do that. It takes a lot of blending and trial and error, and unfortunately a loss of a lot of product. We just lost 4 pallets of our new coconut papaya black soap because we couldn't keep it emulsified. It takes much longer to develop a natural product than the mass market does in developing something new for the shelf because we don't use chemicals. We have to get our ingredients with fair trade certification. We can't use anything that has animal testing. Not only do we not do animal testing, but we have to make sure our suppliers in no way do animal testing. It's cruelty-free. Much, much longer. So those items that you find in the natural market that work for you, they're golden. They are golden. They're going to do with your body the way you want. We do a lot what you need. We do a lot of event marketing. We go in front of health food stores and tell people if we were in front of Save-A-Lot, their best health insurance is walking through the doors of Save-A-Lot. Talk to your professionals, talk to you, Janet, and really understand that the time to live a life of health and wellness is while you're still healthy and well, before those doctors start cramming pills down you.
so important. And we are almost out of time, and I don't want to finish this discussion with you until we have been able to mention the charitable activities of Dr. Wood Soaps, supporting the Double H Ranch, that is one of the organizations Paul Newman put together for an experience for children with illness, and the scholarship program. So we have just maybe three more minutes. If you would quickly tell us about those two charitable endeavors of Dr. Woods.
The responsibility, the social responsibility of any successful entrepreneur in the Dr. Woods world is giving back to the community that so gracefully supports us. And that's part of the Sylvia Woods mindset. The success, enormous success of Sylvia Woods was inspired by Sylvia's own personal values: God, family, hard work, and education. And in supporting that, one of Sylvia's legacies was the Sylvia Woods, Sylvia and Herbert Woods Scholarship Foundation, bringing education to many, many young people that ordinarily would not have the opportunity to do it. So it's an ongoing educational support program that actually follows the student right through undergraduate, graduate if necessary, med school, law school, whatever it is, we follow them right through their whole academic career. On the cancer awareness side, and supporting the Paul Newman program and other cancer programs, tragically, there's not one of us that isn't impacted by this demon we call cancer. I lost my wife at the age of 49 years old. Patty passed away of inflammatory breast cancer. And Patty started a program that brought awareness to the medical community and the public about this horrific form of breast cancer, which doesn't take the form of a lump, and you just notice it by discoloration of skin and maybe a little irritating. And it's devastating if not early detected. So in our event marketing, we bring awareness to the public. We have a donation table. On that donation table, we have a lot of information about cancer awareness, early detection. Know your body, and don't put doctors on a pedestal like you can't talk to them. You can't ask them questions. Never do that. You know your body better than the doctor knows his body. The doctor's default is the pharmaceutical industry. What pill is out there to help symptoms? Not giving a thought into fixing the problem. That's what we're focusing on. Empowering people to really challenge the traditional medical community and saying, wait a minute, what you're saying is okay, but this is what I'm experiencing. This is what my body's telling me. And then to also look at holistic approaches, which, Janet, folks like you and your capacity are in such a wonderful position to deliver that kind of information.
And, Jeffrey, we are out of time. Thank you so much for spending this hour with me. And to all of our listeners, we will be back Monday morning. The Save-A-Lot doors will be open, and we'll be here on WNN at 10 a.m. Thanks so much for tuning in. Bye-bye.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.